I'm going to invite you right now just to turn to the people around you and say, Merry Christmas.
对邻里说圣诞快乐。
Merry Christmas, Frank.
Merry Christmas.
See, sometimes we are so focused in worship, looking up at God, that we forgot that there are people around us that need the warmth of God.
有的时候我们也会太专注，也看到天上去敬拜上帝，有的时候我们可能会忘记我们身边的人。
Let us pray together. God, we give thanks for today. We continue to be one step closer to Christmas.
主啊，我们也感谢今天，让我们再近一天，临近圣诞节。
One day closer to Christmas is also one day closer to your coming.
离圣诞节近一天，也就是离您到来的近一天。
We long for the day you arrive.
我们也可就期盼着你的到来的那一天。
So there will be true peace on earth.
所以地上才有真正的平和。
God, how much we long for the day when wars will end.
主天父啊，我们也期盼着地上永久和平的那一天。
People who are sick will be healed.
凡是生病的人都会被得到医治。
And every tear we ever shed will be wiped away by God's hand.
我们所流的每一滴眼泪都会被上帝擦干。
We long for that day to come.
我们期盼着那一天的到来。
But meanwhile, from now until then,
但是目前从现在到那一天，
let us continue to share Jesus with those around us.
请让我们在我们继续向我们身边的人分享耶稣。
We remember today Pastor Michael and his team.
我们也想到今天张牧师以及他的团队。
We are so encouraged by the news that we hear from him.
我们听到他的事情也受到鼓舞。
But we know this is a battle.
但是我们知道这是一场战争。
A battle that you already won.
是一场你已经胜的战争。
So we pray that Pastor Michael and his team will continue to faithfully proclaim the name of Jesus.
所以我们也祈求张牧师以及他的团队会一直保有信心的诉说耶稣的名。
Protect the team and bring them home, Lord.
请主保佑他以及他的团队，让他们平安的回家。
This we pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
What would you do if I tell you that the end of the world will begin on June 10th, 2024?
如果我告诉你世界末日将在2024年6月10号发生，你会怎么办呢？
Meaning that in 6 months,
也就是说六个月之后，
all those scary images in the Bible will come true.
在圣经当中所有这些描述的可怕的东西都会发生。
What would you do?
你会怎么做呢？
Would you sell your car?
你会卖掉你的车吗？
Would you sell your house?
你会卖掉你的房子吗？
Quit your job?
你会辞掉你的工作吗？
Give away all your money?
会不会把自己的财产全部都给予出去？
Give away all your electronics?
会把自己的电子产品全部都捐献出去？
And then drive around the country telling everybody Jesus is coming.
然后在整国家当中到处开车告诉所有人耶稣即将到来。
This is what happened back in 2011.
这是在2011年发生的事情。
A radio preacher by the name of Harold Camping.
一位广播牧师，这个人的名字叫平罗德。
He was 89 years old.
他89岁。
He said that the world will end May 21st, 2011.
他说世界末日将在5月21号2011年开始。
So people who hear his preaching,
所以听他布告的人呢，
sold their houses,
把他们的房子卖掉了
quit their jobs,
把他们的工作也辞掉了
some even left their families,
有些人甚至离开了他们的家庭
and together they follow Harold Camping around the country,
所以一起他们跟随平罗德在在美国到处到处活动
driving a van and tell everybody that the world will end on May 21st, 2011.
开着车告诉所有人，世界末日将在5月21号2011年。
Of course, May 21st, 2011 came and gone, nothing happened.
那当然了，5月21号11年来了又去了，什么也没有发生。
So Pastor Camping says, well, it's an invisible end that has started.
所以呢，平罗德说这是一个隐形的末日发生了。
Jesus will come back on October 21st.2011.
耶稣回来的时间呢是10月21号2011年。
October 21st, 2011 came and gone.
所以10月21号也来了然后也过去了。
Nothing happened.
什么也没有发生。
This is not the only time Harold Camping has ever claimed that the world will end on a day that he predicted.
这不是平罗德第一次预言世界末日。
Before this whole 2011, he said that the world will end on May 21st, 1988.
在这一年的这个预言之前呢，他曾经预言说，在1988年5月21号，世界将会末日。
Nothing happened.
也什么也没有发生。
And then he says, "Oh, I made a mistake."
然后他说，搞错了。
It's September 6, 1944.
实际上是1994年9月6号。
He never said he was sorry for predicting all these dates.
他也从来没有说过这个预言这些日期，他也从来没有道歉过。
Not until a year before he died.
直到他死前的一年。
And he finally said,
他终于说
I have sinned.
我犯罪了。
Jesus was so clear that he doesn't even know when the last day, when the day of his return is.
耶稣说得很清楚，日子时辰，连他也不知道。
And he finally said, I was wrong.
然后平罗德终于说是我错了。
You see, many Christians are obsessed about the end times.
因为你看很多基督徒他们对这个末日是比较痴迷的。
Especially every time we hear something bad happen on the news, like a war happening.
尤其是我们每次在新闻上听到一个很不好的事件发生，就比如说一个战争的发生。
Every time something like this happens, I get a phone call from a friend.
每次像这种事情发生的时候呢，我就有一个朋友给我来电话。
This Christian would ask me, "Is this the end?"
这位基督徒就问我，这是不是末日啊
？Is it the apocalypse?
是吧？这个世界末日是不是就是已经来到了呢
？Christians are so obsessed often finding out when this would happen.
基督徒很多情况下都太痴迷于。太执着于这末日什么时候会发生
Don't forget, even the disciples wanted to know.
也别忘了，连门徒们，耶稣的门徒们也想知道什么时候。
But Christians are not the only ones.
但是基督徒不光只有基督徒。
Hollywood has been obsessed about the end time.
好莱坞也对末日非常的痴迷。
One word.
一个字。
Money.
钱。
Simple.
很简单。
You can have a movie where people are showing what the end of the world looks like.
你可以就做一个电影，向别人展示世界末日会是什么样子。
Disasters, catastrophes, frightening scenarios.
各种灾难，各种让人恐慌、惧怕的场景。
And people will come watch movies.
然后人们就会来看电影。
The word apocalypse is often used in these movies.
那末日这个词呢，就经常被运用于这些电影当中。
And few days ago, the UN described the situation in Gaza as apocalyptic.
那几天前呢，联合国就把加沙地区的情况给形容成末日一般。
Our world is plagued with problems.
我们世界有很多的问题。
Pandemic.
瘟疫。
War.
战争。
A fear of the future.
对于未来的恐慌
，political unrest，
政治上的不稳
，racism，
种族歧视
，violence，
暴力
，like mall lockdowns，
就像这个就像商场这种商场的封锁
，inflation，
通货膨胀
，recession，
经济萧条。
Often these things make us feel very scared, doesn't it?
这些东西会让我们很多人都感觉很害怕。
Afraid that the apocalypse is here.
担心末日即将到来。
When we often ask, will there be true peace on earth and goodwill to all?
所以我会问，什么时候才会有地上平安，喜悦归于人呢？
The key to true peace, I would argue.
我会说去往真正的平安的真正的关键
can only be understood when we properly understand the word apocalypse.
只有我们从真正了解末日这个词的开始才能
And how the Bible uses the word apocalypse.
就其实呢，我们其实我也经常用这个末日这个词。
What does this Greek word mean?
但是呢，这个词是希腊词，这个词是什么意思呢
？Imagine you walk into the kitchen.
想象你走进一个厨房。
And you see something, like this, a pot.
然后就想象你看到这一个锅。
And it smells great.
然后呢，闻得很香。
And you're wondering what's inside.
然后你在想这里面是什么东西呢
？And so more people comes into the kitchen.
所以呢，更多的人进到了这个厨房里面。
And everybody is talking. What's inside?
然后人们都在问啊，就是这里面是什么东西呢
？Somebody says it is this. Another says it is that.
有些人说是这个，有些人说是那一个。
Finally, the cook comes into the kitchen.
最后呢，这个主厨终于回到了这个厨房里。
And she lifts up the lid.
然后他把锅盖一掀开
，and everyone can see what's inside.
然后人人都能看到里面是什么东西。
It is 姜师母的饺子。Amazing. Have you ever tasted her?
很完美啊。
Her dumplings. It's amazing.
对，吃过吗？非常好吃的。
This is what the word apocalypse mean.
这是末日这一个词的意思。
To show you what is inside.
去给你揭露里面是什么东西。
It is the title of the last book of the Bible.
这是圣经最后一本书的实际的标题。
What is the last book of the Bible?
那圣经最后一本书是什么吗？
启示录。Ah, I get it. I'll get it. 启示录。Frank was teaching me this morning. I'm a bad student, okay? There's a misunderstanding that this book somehow has all these secrets inside.
所以就是经常有一个误解，就是这最后这本书当中有某个秘密在其中里面。
And we have to figure it out.
然后呢，我们必须要找出那个秘密是什么。
But that's not what the word apocalypse means.
但是这并不是。这个末日这个词的意思。
It means to reveal.
的意思是揭露。
It means to show you.
意思是给你看。
What's really inside?
这里面实际上是什么
？The book of Revelation was a letter sent to the seven churches in the first century.
那启示录呢，实际上是一封信，这封信被送往七个教会。
And all these cities were located in present-day Turkey.
那这七个教会呢？现在的位置都位于现在土耳其。
It was a letter that was written by John.
那这个信呢是由这个约翰写的。
Living on an exile island called living in an exile on an island of Patmos.
他当时呢是被流放到帕特摩斯岛。
Because he refused to worship the Roman gods.
因为他拒绝敬拜罗马的皇帝。
The church at the time were facing really bad persecution from the Romans and the Jews.
当时的教会呢，他们是面临着罗马人和犹太人的激烈的逼迫。
People were kicked out of their families.
有些人被逐出家门。
They were imprisoned.
他们被逮捕。
Tortured.
被受折磨。
Murdered.
被杀。
All because they followed Jesus.
只是因为他们跟随耶稣。
On a Sunday, Pastor John was worshiping God, and he saw a vision of Jesus.
那在一个星期天的早上呢，当约翰敬拜上帝的时候呢，他就从耶稣那收到一个异象。
Jesus was revealing something to John.
耶稣向约翰揭露一个东西。
He was revealing to John what's really, really happening.
他向约翰揭露实际上在发生的事情。
The world seemed to be winning.
世界似乎正在胜利。
Christians are dying.
基督徒到处都在死亡。
Maybe we should give up.
也许我们应该放弃。
But Jesus opens the lid and show him what's really happening.
但是耶稣就掀开锅盖，向他展示实际上在发生的事情。
But why does Jesus speak with such mysterious visions and symbols in the book of Revelation?
但为什么耶稣是要以那么奇怪的意象，还有这些象征性的东西来展示呢？
You see, for us today, it's really difficult to understand.
因为对我们现在的人来说，这些东西都很难以理解。
But if you lived in those area in 2,000 years ago,
但是如果你住在2000年前，住在那一个区域的话，
you would understand those things instantly.
你会立刻明白这些东西代表的东西。I
had an opportunity to visit Turkey many years ago.
我有机会去好几年前拜访过土耳其。
Roseanne and I started at Istanbul. And then we took a bus tour all the way down all those seven churches.
然后在巴士里面就游到所有这七个教会所在的地方。
When you stand in those areas,
当你站在这些教会原来的这个地方呢，
and you open your Bible to read,
然后你翻开你的圣经去读，
and the tour guide explains to you all these things, that, the buildings, the structures, and all that stuff.
然后导游向你解释这所有的这地区的所有的东西，这些楼房啊、建筑啊之类的。
You immediately understand what he was trying to say.
你就会立刻理解这启示录所讲的。
The book of Revelation begins with Christmas, believe it or not.
信不信呢？这个启示录实际上是。 由圣诞节,
if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Revelation chapter 12.
如果你有圣经的话, 请翻到启示录第12章。
Chapter 12 of Revelation gives us a very scary picture.
那启示录第12章呢, 给我们就展示了一个很可怕的一个场景。
When you think of childbirth, you think of hospital.
如果你想这个生育, 你会想一个医院。
Clean.
干净,
nurses and doctors,
有护士和医生,
husbands that are standing there with nothing to do,
然后一个站在那个地方若无其事的丈夫。
Most of us do not think of a hungry dragon in a hospital trying to eat babies.
大多数人都不会想有一只龙在那个房间里要把孩子吃掉。
But this is what's happening in Revelation chapter 12.
但是这就是在启示录十二章所描述的事情。A
woman is about to give birth and she's in pain.
一个妇人准备生产，然后她经历生产的疼痛。A
powerful dragon is standing right there waiting for the baby to come.
一个强大的龙站在出现在妇人面前，等这个婴儿的降生。And
he was going to eat that baby when it comes out.
然后他打算。 一生产出来之后就吃掉那个孩子。
But before the dragon could kill the child,
但是在那龙, 杀掉这孩子之前,
verse 5 tells us that God takes the child up into heaven.
第五节告诉我们神将那孩子提到天上去。
And then the woman flees from the dragon.
然后妇人逃离龙。
She runs into the wilderness and she's taken care of by God in verse 6.
逃到旷野中, 然后神在那里照顾她。
For the early Christians 2,000 years ago who heard about this symbol,
对于早期2000年以前的早期基督徒来说，他们对于这些象征性的东西很熟悉。They
would immediately understand what the message was.
他们会立刻了解这一段的意思。The
woman represents Mary.
这个妇人代表玛利亚。Giving
birth to Jesus.
她生下耶稣基督。And
the powerful dragon is none other than Satan himself.
那个强大的大红龙是撒旦，
trying to destroy the Messiah and the people of God，
试图去摧毁弥赛亚以及上帝的子民。
You remember Matthew chapter 2 tells us that when Jesus was born, he was already in danger.
我们在马太福音第二章的时候就已经告诉我们，耶稣一生下来， 就有危险。
The wise man came from the east following the rising star.
从东方来的博士们，他们跟着这个星星。
They went to King Herod, the ruthless ruler of the land.
他们到希律王那边，当时统治地区的统治地区的暴君。
Asking where is the king of Jews? They're looking to worship him.
然后他们问希律王，这个犹太人的王在哪里？我们来敬拜他。
So Herod says, go out, go find him. When you find him, tell me.
然后希律王就对他们说，你们去找吧，找到之后告诉我。
Because he was going to kill the child.
因为希律王想杀掉那孩子。
There are only three types of people that would kill children.
那只有三种人会杀孩子。
One is a psychopath or psychotic.
一种呢是这种精神病。
Two, the second type is our fanatics who believe that they are doing God's will.
第二种呢是这种狂热的宗教分子，他们认为他们在做上帝的工。
The third type are people who are power hungry.
第三种呢就是渴望权力的统治者。
Herod was all three.
那希律王呢是三个都占上。
You know, Herod killed a lot of people close to him.
那希律王杀了他身边的很多人。
Because he thought that they would betray him.
因为他以为他身边的都要背叛他。
He believed he was God.
他认为他是神。
And Jesus was a threat to his power.
然后耶稣基督威胁他的权力。
So he would rather wipe out a whole generation of children than to let somebody take over his throne.
所以他宁愿杀掉整个一代的孩子，也不会让一个新王去接替他的位置。
This is what's happening, right? We know this. This is happening. We can see it.
那这是我们可以看见的历史上的发生的事情。
But Jesus opens the lid and shows John what's really happening.
那但是耶稣就掀开盖子，向约翰展示实际发生的事情。
Jesus Christ was born a king.
耶稣生下来就是王。
Not just king of the Jews.
不单是犹太人的王。
But king of the universe.
也是整个世界的王。
The one whom God created all things.
上帝通过他创造万物。
He is the ruler of the kingdom of God.
他是上帝国度的统治者。
But when Adam and Eve tempted, when Satan tempted Adam and Eve and they sinned against God.
但当魔鬼诱惑亚当和夏娃，犯罪。
These people were no longer ruled by the kingdom of God.
他们就不再被上帝的国度统。
Now they are under the dominion of Satan.
他们现在在撒旦国度的管辖之下。
Humans, we think we are living in freedom.
那人我们认为我们在住在自由之中。
But in fact, we are slaves.
但实际上我们是奴隶。
But hope came on Christmas night.
但是希望在圣诞节夜晚降临。
When the king arrives, the kingdom arrives.
当国王来到，王国也来到。
And the kingdom of God clashes with the kingdom of Satan.
所以上帝的王国跟撒旦的王国就产生了碰撞。
And that is why, that is what is really happening at Christmas.
那这是圣诞节实际发生的事情。
But Satan was not successful in attacking the child.
但是撒旦对孩子的这孩子的攻击没有成功。
You see, in verse 5, it says, She gave birth to the child, one who is to rule the nations with a rod of iron, but her child was caught up to God and to his throne.
所以你看他要生下这孩子，就是那位将用铁杖治理万国的。
In one short verse,
就在这一小段当中
，The Bible describes Christmas, Good Friday, Easter, and the Ascension of Jesus.
圣经描述了圣诞节、受难日、复活节以及最后耶稣升天。
Jesus was born a king.
耶稣生下就是王。
He brings his kingdom with him.
他也同时带把这个王国带来。
He is crucified on Good Friday.
他在受难日上被钉上十字架。
Resurrects on Easter Sunday,
然后在复活节复活。
And 40 days after that, he is taken up to heaven and seated at the right hand of God.
那四十天之后呢，他被复活之后四十天，他被提到这个上帝的宝座那里。
The child at the manger is a king, is a victorious king.
那在那那在那马厩里的孩子是个王，而且是一个胜利的王。
When the dragon was not successful in attacking the son, he attacks the woman.
那当这龙攻击这孩子失败之后呢，他转而攻击妇人。
Now the woman doesn't represent just Mary, she now represents the people of God.
那妇人不光代表玛利亚，她也同时代表上帝的子民。
And the woman fled to the wilderness and she was taken care of by God for 1260 days.
所以那妇人就逃到旷野去，然后在那里有神为她所预备好的地方，好像她在那里被供养1260天。
What it's talking about here, people in the early Christians understood this, is that the church is now being pursued by Satan.
所以在早期的教会里面，人们就理解说，这里就在说，撒旦在去追着教会。
Jesus opens the lid to show them what's happening.
那耶稣揭开，告诉他们实际上在发生的事情。
In verse 7, it says this.Now war rose in heaven, Michael and his angels fighting against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back, but he was defeated, and there was no longer any place for them in heaven. Verse 9, and the great dragon was thrown down, the ancient serpent who is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world, he was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him.
所以呢，接下来我们看就是在天上就有了征战，米迦勒同他的使者与龙征战，龙也同他的使者去征战。并没有得胜，天上再没有他们的地方。大蛇就是大龙，就是那古蛇，名叫魔鬼，又叫撒旦，是迷惑普天下的。他被摔在地上，他的使者也一同被摔下去。
Christmas was the start of the war between kingdom of God and kingdom of Satan.
圣诞节其实是上帝的王国跟撒旦的王国的征战的开始。
And Satan loses.
然后撒旦失败。
He's kicked out of heaven, thrown down to the earth.
他从天被赶出来，然后摔在地上。
And now he goes after the church.
然后所以呢，他现在去找教会，去对付教会。
The Bible tells us how this war was won.
然后圣经告诉我们这个战争是如何胜利的。
Look at verse 10.
我们看第十节。
And I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, "Now the salvation, the power, or the kingdom of God."And the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brothers have been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before our God. And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, for they love not their lives even unto death. Therefore, rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to you, O heaven and sea, for the devil has come down to you in great wrath, because he knows his time is short.
所以第十节，我听见在天上有大声音说：“我神的救恩、能力、国度，并他基督的权柄，现在都来到了。因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的，已经被摔下去了。弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。他们虽至于死，也不爱惜性命。所以诸天和住在其中的，你们都快乐吧。”只是地与海有祸了，因为魔鬼知道自己的时候不多，就气愤愤地下到你们那去了。
The victory came because of the blood of the Lamb.
那胜利是因羔羊的血而来的。
That's none other than Good Friday.
那这其实就是圣诞日。
Satan loses, he gets thrown out of heaven.
撒旦失败，从天上被逐出去。
Do you know what that means?
那你知道这意味着什么吗？
Satan can never speak to God again.
意味着撒旦永远不能再对上帝说话了。
You see, we often think when we've done something wrong, Satan's going to talk to God.
你知道，就是我们很多人会想，就是如果我们做了什么坏事的话，撒旦会对上帝说。
Satan lost. He has no place in heaven.
那撒旦失败了，天上没有他的位置了。
God will never listen to anything he says when he accuses you or me.
上帝也在他在撒旦在指控你我的时候，上帝也再也不会听他了。
Because Jesus is sitting next to God, not Satan.
因为耶稣坐在上帝旁边，而不是撒旦。
Isn't that amazing truth?
那这不是一个很很美妙的一个真相吗
？That's why Paul says, "O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting?"
这又为什么保罗说：“死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里
？”The sting of death is sin. The power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, Paul says.Who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ?
死的毒钩就是罪，罪的权势就是律法。感谢神，使我们借我们的主耶稣基督得胜。
The battle of heaven is over.
那天上的争斗已经结束了。
You and I, in the presence of God.
你和我在上帝面前。
Because of Jesus.
由于耶稣。
We never have to be afraid that we're not in God's presence.
我们再也不用担心我们不会在这个上帝面前。
Satan can do whatever he wants on earth, but God will not listen to a single thing he says.
撒旦可以在地上可以在地上做任何事情，但是上帝不会去听他的。
This is the assurance of the church at Christmas.
这是教会在圣诞节所得到的这个保证。
Yeah, I know some of you will ask, well, what's all these bad things going on in the world? So what do we do?
那有些人就会问了，这世界上有这么多这个不好的事情，那我们应该怎么办呢？
Look carefully at verse 12.
那我们再仔细看一下第十二节。
Therefore, rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil has come down to you in great wrath, because he knows his time is short.
所以诸天和住在其中的，你们都快乐吧，只是地狱还有祸了，因为魔鬼知道自己的时候不多，就气愤愤地下到你们那里去了。
He knows his time is short.
他知道他的时候不多。
He doesn't have much time left.
对吧，他的这个所剩的时间没有多少了。
And he attacks the church and the world.
所以他攻击教会，攻击世界。
But we are not without hope.
但是我们并不是没有希望。
Notice in verse 11.
要看在第十一节。
The winning of this battle is won by the blood of the Lamb and something else. Look at it, verse 11.
这个胜利呢，是一是因羔羊的血，然后另外呢，还是靠着另外一个东西。
Blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
是因羔羊的血。和自己所见证的道。
When you share Jesus with somebody,
当你和其他人分享耶稣，
you are showing the reality this battle has been won.
你就是在显示这个战争已经胜利的事实。
Think about Pastor Michael and his team right now.
想象大家想象一下现在张牧师和他的团队。
Pastor Michael, every day he gives us a battle report. He calls it a battle report.
那张牧师每天都给我们一个战后报道。
But it is a battle that's already won.
但是这是一场已经胜利的战斗。
When Christians on earth no longer care about their own lives, but they live for the sake of Jesus, they are revealing the fact, the truth that this battle has already won.
当基督徒在地上已经不在乎自己的生命，但是是在乎上帝，这就已经证明这场战争已经胜利了。
This is why when we hear news of war and violence and racism and all this other stuff going on in our world today，
这是为什么我们听到这世界上的所有发生的这些不好的事情，战争啊、暴力啊、种族歧视啊、各种各样的事情。
The church does not walk away going.
教会不会沮丧的，这个沮丧的这样。
You have to do it too. I give up.
啊，我放弃了。
No.
不是。
The church holds their head up high.
教会把手举高。
The church is not afraid when the world is all these bad things is happening in the world.
这个教会不怕世界上这发生的这所有的事情。
Why? Because we know what's happening.
因为为什么呢？因为我们知道实际上在发生的事情。
Jesus has already lifted the lid and show you what's inside.
耶稣已经掀开盖子，已经告诉你里面的东西了。
The war is already won.
这战争已经战斗已经胜利了。
We are not surprised when we see bad things.
对啊，所以说我们看到不好的东西当中，我们并不惊奇。
But it is because of that we have peace in the middle of all these unrest in the world.
但是就因为这个，所以我们在整个世界的混乱当中，我们有平安。
The Christian does not panic.
基督徒并不会焦虑。
But with a peace that passes all understanding.
但是会有一个超乎人常理的平安。
We pray for the world.
我们为世界祷告。
We pray for each other.
我们为互相，我们相互祷告。
And we're not afraid to tell people about Jesus.
我们也并不怕向其他人告诉耶稣基督。
Because we know the battle's already won.
因为我们知道这战斗已经胜利了。
And we also know how this will end, doesn't it?
然后我们也知道这最后的结局是什么样子的。
You see, many Christians like Harold Camping, they're afraid. They look at pictures like these and they don't want to read Revelation. They're afraid, they're terrified of it.
那有很多基督徒就像平洛德，他们不敢读启示录，因为这些描述的情景都很可怕。
I was telling Frank this morning when I first became a Christian, my friend who was a Christian told me, don't read Revelation.
对吧？今天早上我就对我就对范哥说，就我的朋友跟我说不要读启示录啊。
So for years I did not read the last book of the Bible because I was scared of it.
所以好几年这一段时间当中，我都不敢读启示录，因为我害怕这个里面的东西。
But I spent a year studying this book.
但是我花了一年去研究启示录。
It has become my favorite book.
然后这是我最喜欢的圣经的章节。
Not because I figured everything out.
这并不是我琢磨出了里面所有的东西。
But because I understand why it is written.
但是这我知道为什么这本书被书写。
But more importantly.
但是更重要的是。
How it ends.
将会如何结束。
I am going to ask Frank to read a little bit of chapter 21.
现在我读一下启示录第二十一章
verse 1 to verse 4
一到四节。我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐等候丈夫。我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
This is why the Christian can have peace in a world that has no peace.
这就为什么基督徒可以在不平和的事业当中有平和。
This is how the true end will take place.
这是真正的结局。
God will wipe away every tear we ever shed.
就神要擦去我们一切的眼泪。
All the wars will end.
所有的战争都会停止。
Where we don't have to bury our dead.
我们也不再会埋葬死去的死的人。
It all begins with Christmas.
这一切都从圣诞节开始。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们，
let us look at Christmas differently.
让我们一起以不同的方式去看待圣诞节。
Not just warm baby,
并不是温暖的婴儿啊。
When you see the child at the manger,
当你看到马槽里面的这婴儿
，Remember Revelation 12，
记住要想起启示录第十二章
，Our King has arrived，
我们的王来了
，The battle has won，
这战斗已经胜了
，Amen，
Amen，
Let's pray。
我们一起祷告。
Lord, let this church be not a church that constantly fears what's happening in the world today.
主啊，让让这个教会不是一个一直害怕担心担心的教会。
Let us be a church that willingly sacrifices itself for the sake of others.
让我们成为一个愿意为他人牺牲自己的教会。
The world needs to know.
世界需要知道。
True peace.
真正的平和。
Can only come.
只能从。
At the manger.
只能从马槽里来。
To tell the world what's really happening.
告诉世界实际上正发生的实际上发生的事情。
The battle has been won.
这仗已经胜了。
Jesus is king.
耶稣是王。
And forever he is king.
然后并且他永远将是王。
This is our peace.
这是我们的平和。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。